Here comes the delivery by Ward. It's flicked back into the area. Dwight Gale trying to get onto the end of it, but Martin Skirtle just shepherds that back to the goalkeeper. And they'll bowl it out to Stephen Gerrard just ahead of the 18-yard box. Turning away from Shamak, a little bit awkward there. He's rolled it across the defence and it was awkward, but Lovren has hacked it away. Lambert underneath it. Joel Ward gets the header and it comes down for Mal Jedinak. Still Liverpool playing with 10 men, with Joe Allen receiving treatment to a head wound. Ledley has it for Palace, moving over the halfway line, left of the centre circle, finding Balassi. He'll move into a little bit of space and shoot and hit the post, and it's home by Dwight Gale. 1-1, Liverpool's tormentor in chief is at it again. 4 goals in 3 games against Liverpool for Dwight Gale now, and Palace are back on level terms with their first decent effort of the match.
I'll tell you what, all credit to Dwight Gale, you know, because Joe Ledley initially done brilliantly. I mean, he's gone through the Liverpool midfield without anyone really touching him. On to Balassi, no one comes to close him down. Terrific strike from Balassi, which hits the base of the post, comes back out. Who's fast to react? Dwight Gale, ahead of Martin Skirtle, and it was a cool finish from Gale. It wasn't easy. He just side-footed it with his right foot beyond Mignolet in the goal, gave him no chance whatsoever. And you've got to say, against the run of play, Palace are back in it.
The keeper did actually get a touch on it as it rolled past him. And I just wonder whether Joe Allen might have been the man to pick up a run like Balassi's. And he is still off the field receiving treatment. Surely Liverpool have got to be able to deal with this.
Well, they should do, but obviously there's a problem with the cut to the head there for Joe Allen. But what it was, though, Toby, initially Joe Ledley's waltzing pass, Coutinho, Lallana, without them even laying a glove on him. No one got anywhere near him. No one touched him with a challenge. On to Balassi, no one's picked up Balassi, no one's come out to close him down. He's allowed him to get his shot away with it from 25 yards off the base of the post. And I've got to say, Dwight Gale has reacted brilliantly for Palace. He'd side-foot it past the goalkeeper. You'd have to question, where was Martin Skirtle? Why didn't he react or act in the same manner, certainly, that Dwight Gale did?